spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
I've tried advertising. It doesn't work. We rely on word of mouth.
Listen, intersection signs, spinners, and flyers being passed out, not exactly going to cut it.
If you build it, they will come.
FYI, business owner, if you build it, they will not come.
Helping you and your business get noticed, be found, and convert. They're bringing buyers and sellers together. This is marketing. This is the Marketing Advisors Show.
Good evening, Jacksonville. You are listening to the Marketing Advisor Radio Show. Thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. Whether you're on the way to the movie theater, to the restaurant, wherever you happen to be going this Saturday evening, thank you for tuning in. News 104.5 WOKV. And as always, we have prepared a show meant to edify, to help those who have a vested interest in generating revenue for their respective companies. And if that's you, if you have a vested interest in generating revenue for your company, you tuned into the right station. Marketing gold for your ear holes, as I like to say. And today is no different, really. We've got we do have a special guest. I'm joined in studio with Ben Kramer. Say hi, Ben.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us today. Ben is our resident Facebook expert, and I've invited him in today to talk about the social media we all love to hate. Well, maybe that's just me. I don't know. Maybe it's not the social media people just love to hate. Maybe that's just me. But it's growing in popularity among the baby boomers, less so the Gen X and millennials. Is that right, Ben?
You'd be surprised. It's actually catching on with the older crowd now. We see on Facebook that the demo is skewing a little bit older than it used to, and Instagram has taken its place with the younger generation.
Right. So Facebook is more popular with, say, the baby boomers?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe the Gen Xers. I guess because that's me. I'm Gen X. I probably fall in between, the millennials and the baby boomers. So we're probably split between Facebook and Instagram. Doesn't really matter. The money all goes to the same pot, really, because they're owned by the same company. But I do want to talk about Facebook and how it relates to advertising, marketing of local Jacksonville business. So to that end, Ben, you sent out a company email not too far back about a new change that Facebook implemented to their algorithm, right? So I want you to share the content of that change, that algorithmic change, with our audience so that they can understand what's going on.
Yeah, so Facebook has been in the news a lot lately. They've been in front of Congress. They've been in the news for all sorts of bad reasons. So with it, they're trying to be a lot more transparent in how they allow users to engage with the platform, from how you like a page to how you follow someone to even the types of posts that you see on a daily basis. And one of the things that they're doing now, which they've done since 2014, but they've made enhancements to, mm-hmm. is when you see an ad, you can click the three dots in the upper right-hand corner, drop down to why am I seeing this ad, and it will tell you why you're seeing the ad. The update that they just made is if you're part of a custom list, if you're a lookalike off that custom list, it's going to tell you when that list was uploaded onto Facebook.
Okay, let's back up a second. What is a custom list as it relates to advertisers?
Yeah, a custom list is when you're a business owner, you most likely collect email addresses, whether Hopefully. That be online, at a trade show, someone writes down their email address, it all gets put into most likely a CRM. You can upload that CRM data, the email list, into Facebook, and Facebook will either figure out that exact person because they signed up for Facebook with that email address.
Right.
Or you can create a lookalike off of that. So someone who mimics your customer or someone who
okay,
has
that. And that's where I wanted to go to is the lookalike. That is intriguing. Probably is to a lot of business owners, too, who may not be familiar with this space of advertising. But lookalikes, and correct me if I'm wrong, are an existing... So you take what is essentially a current book of business, people who are your best customers, the people that repeat and come back and refer and spend top dollar with you and your company, and you take that the email addresses of those people, and then Facebook finds those people and then finds people who look almost like them in action on the platform, right?
Yes, exactly. So it uses thousands, hundreds of thousands of algorithmic data to figure out who best matches your current customer. You can do that in all sorts of ways. You can use all your emails, your top 10% of customers, repeat customers. So there's all sorts of ways to finagle it. But what it comes down to is you find people and you can do 1%, 2%, all the way up to 10% of the population within that area that look like the customer that you're trying to go after. So it's a good, smart way to expand the pool of people that you're trying to target.
That's interesting. I went on to Facebook after you had sent out, you know, the eventuality of this change, this algorithmic change with Facebook. And I watched their video player meant for business owners who plan on utilizing this tool. And they recommend only using your best customers because it will help to better replicate, to make a better look-alike audience instead of just people that you may happen upon at a trade show who happened to give you their email because they wanted to win the free hula gag or whatever you were giving away. They recommend that you actually put people who have spent top dollar with you. That's your best client. That's what you want more of. And that's what you want the look-alike to look alike, right? So, There are a couple repercussions to this, though. So now, instead of just clicking on those three dots and being able to see, you know, maybe the parameters of demography, why am I seeing this ad? Well, you're seeing this ad, Mr. Customer, Mrs. Customer, because you fall between the ages of 25 and 54 and you live within the United States of America. And that is the parameters that the advertiser was looking for, among other things, maybe. But now it's going to get a little bit more granular, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Facebook will tell you that you are part of a custom list that was uploaded and targeted by a lookalike. Facebook will tell you if it's an agency or the brand itself that's running these ads. It's just trying to give the consumer a lot more insight into why you're seeing the ad, which in turn will hurt an advertiser if they're not doing this in a smart way.
How so? Please explain.
People are going to start to be able to create their own timeline. So Facebook, when it first started, was very friend heavy. So you'd see posts from your friends, not a lot of political stuff, not a lot of advertisers. It was figuring out its way. There was a shift where it got really political, really brand heavy, and you had to search for your friends. And it kind of lost its way. Now they want you to create your own timeline. So if I want to see more posts from my friends, I can bump those to the top. When it comes to advertising, I'm going to curate my own timeline. So now if I want to see Under Armour posts, I'll let those play. If I see them, I'll engage with them. I won't click those three dots. But if I see something for a car company and I just got a car, I might click those three dots. Why am I seeing this ad? And tell Facebook not to show me that ad anymore. That's going to hurt brands because as an advertiser, you get judged on a lot of things from Facebook, one of them being a relevancy score. If people start clicking off your ad and saying not to show it, Facebook's going to say, oh man, we have to really turn down this relevancy score. And you're going to pay a premium to show your ad, and it's not going to show nearly as much.
Well, help me understand, Ben, because can't consumers currently do that anyway? They can click on the three dots if they just, in your example, got a car, and they're seeing a car ad. because, you know, maybe Facebook doesn't know that you, like yesterday, inked a deal on a car, right? So you're seeing a car ad, but you click on the three dots and you say, yeah, Facebook, no thank you, don't show me those anymore. People can do that currently, yeah?
Yes, people can do it currently.
So how is this algorithmic change where it's going to show whether it's the brand or an agency going to, inflate the probability of consumers doing that and hurting the brands?
Because now it's got to be exactly how Facebook is now. Just when it comes to actual targeting, you want to get a lot smarter so people don't click those three dots.
You don't want to use outdated lists to make lookalike.
Yeah, so Facebook recommends about every 3 months you update your list. It's not one of those things that is top of mind for people because you're looking for the right demo, the right creative, looking at all the key metrics. So you might not remember to update that list in Facebook. And so when you start to let it run for 6 months, a full year, your customer base has probably changed.
Probably.
And so not having the most up-to-date list means you're not creating the most relevant lookalike audience to target, which then you're going to start serving your ads to people who fall outside of the characteristics you're looking for.
Gotcha. So business owners, ladies and gentlemen, who have a vested interest in generating revenue for your companies and you like Facebook as a channel, listen up, because there are changes coming down the pike that are going to affect your brand. And if you plan on using Facebook on your own without the guided professionalism of a man like Bing Kramer, then you're going to need to stay on top of this. Not just once a year, not just once every 6 months, but at the very minimum, once every 3 months. Update that list if you're creating a lookalike. But fortunately for you, you don't have to. You could hire companies like ours here at Local Solutions. You can hire us to take care of that for you, and we are on top of it on a weekly basis, making sure that we're optimizing, not only for the creative, but for the people that we're distributing that creative to. That's the news about Facebook. You started talking a little bit about the history of Facebook, where they started from, where they kind of lost their way, and things like that. I want to delve into that a little bit more because I think it's important, especially for those advertisers who may not be familiar. I mean, they're familiar with Facebook, clearly. I mean, virtually nobody who has not engaged with that brand at some point. But much like radio, you know, I remember back when I started in this business, people would say, oh, yeah, I know how to advertise on radio. I got one in my car, right? I mean, of course, everybody knows how to do that. It's not that simple, is it? What advice would you give for new time Facebook advertisers?
Yeah, so you really have to, as Chegg said, keep up with the changes. Facebook as of 2008 isn't the same Facebook as of 2018, 2019. Back in 2008, you could put up a likes campaign where you got people to just come to your page, like it, and that was considered a win. Now we're looking at bottom funnel conversions and running the right type of ad to get the bottom of the funnel to convert, also filling the top of the funnel, so running reach and frequency campaigns. So you have to find the right marketing mix that works for your brand that not only makes people convert, but also keeps that funnel full on Facebook. And that could be different types of targeting capabilities, different creative to your different audiences,
Ben, I'm going to cut you off right there because we've got a hard break coming up. I do want to delve into this in our next segment. It's a short one, but I do want to delve into this. You are listening to News 104.5 WOKV, the Marketing Advisor Radio Show.
I've tried advertising. It doesn't work. We rely on word of mouth.
Listen, intersection signs, spinners, and flyers being passed out, not exactly going to cut it.
If you build it, they will come.
FYI, business owner, if you build it, they will not come.
helping you and your business get noticed, be found, and convert. They're bringing buyers and sellers together. This is marketing. This is the Marketing Advisors Show.
You are listening to the Marketing Advisor Show. Thank you once again for joining us on News 104.5 WOKV. Today, we are we're talking Facebook. I brought Ben Kramer in. He's our resident expert on Facebook in particular. And I'm not going to waste a lot of time introducing him because we've got a short segment. And I want to get to the top two or three best practices for those who are just now entering the realm of Facebook advertising for their businesses. And I also want to let you know that if you have a question that we didn't answer today, feel free to reach out to us at marketingadvisors@coxinc.com. That's marketingadvisors, plural, at coxinc.com. Ben, tell me, I want to generate revenue for my company, and I think that Facebook might have a role in that. How should I start? Where do I begin?
Oh man, I have so many ideas.
Lay it on me.
The top two or three best practices. Just like any marketing, don't go in blind. Always have a goal in mind. Everybody wants that ROI. But you have to figure out where your brand sits in the scheme of what you're trying to do. So maybe you go in the first month is all about brand awareness and you just want to get your name out there. And then months two or three, you can start to see that ROI. So don't go in saying, I just want the ROI. Build a strategy that works for your business depending on where you are.
Sounds kind of like a tiered strategy, like the first month, maybe even two, is just a branding effort. What about for those brands who have a name, who have been marketing to a specific audience or several? Branding their business and doing that effort for the past, you know, umpteen years. And now they do want that low-lying fruit on Facebook. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, it really is. And the cool thing about Facebook is it provides you a platform that you can get really creative with. So from the types of creative that you use, from a single image to a carousel of 4 to 10 images to a video, you can really get creative of how you want people to see your ad. You can layer messaging on top of that, and figure always A/B test. That's something I'll tell every single person.
When you say A/B test, do you mean the messages, the actual ad that you're displaying?
Yep, you can literally A/B test anything you want on Facebook. The type of ad that you show, if you want to reach a lot of people or get bottom funnel conversions, to see which one works better. From the ad that people see, you can test a single image against a video and see what people engage with more. A/B test one thing at a time so you get a true scientific experiment going. Don't throw up a single.
So what does that mean at a time? Once a month? One thing a month or one every 3 months? What is your suggestion?
It can be one every 2 weeks. Typically, we say if you get over 1,000 impressions, you've hit enough people that your test can provide some sort of
guidance.
End result.
Yeah, some kind of guidance.
But when I say one thing at a time, I mean don't put up a single image with copy A in a video with copy B, because now you're testing two different things and
right.
You don't know if it's the copy, the image, or the targeting that got you the result that you're looking for.
Gotcha. Real quick. I said this was a quick segment, and it is. We're running out of time, but you gave us two. So go in with a strategy, a long-term strategy. A/B test your creative, your advertising, the actual ad that you're laying out. What's a third best practice for Facebook advertisers?
Be ready to pivot and optimize. The data will be there for you to guide you along the way. So be willing to listen to the data and be willing to pivot. Always go in with a mission, as I said.
Be like Ross on Friends. Pivot.
Exactly. And as much as he said it, he didn't pivot his strategy.
Really no, he
just kept trying to jam it up
on
the wall.
Exactly.
If you keep trying to do the same thing, it's not working, then you're just wasting money. So be willing to listen to what the data tells you and be willing to pivot.
Right on. Well, thank you, Ben Kramer, so much for joining us here on the Marketing Advisor Radio Show. If we covered something not to your satisfaction and you have questions, please feel free to reach out to us at marketingadvisors@coxinc.com. That's marketingadvisors@coxinc.com. You have been listening to the Marketing Advisor Radio Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.